This installation is composed of Constantine's accounts of the First Punic War. In the year 260...
Ah, yes, the First Pubic War, the sexiest of all wars. Hi, Dr. Albrin Einstein. I have an urgent question for you about ancient Greece. Shall we walk?
Of course, Dr. I feel like you said Einstein?
Yes, that's correct. It's a family name.
What is going on?
Captain Olds, let me just follow my lead. Your theory is wrong. The Greeks did not climb out of the Trojan horse's butt. Put this on.
A rose shearing hat at work? People will think I'm demented.
Just put it on.
Kevin? Dr. Einstein?
Ah, Professor McGonagall.
Why is Boyle dressed as me?
Shh. Get in.
But this card is...
Get in! Professor?
Student?
Hello, Kevin. It's me, Raymond Holt. We need to get you to safety. Your life is in danger. Okay, so we've secured Captain Holt's husband. Let's discuss how to proceed.
So what you're saying is... We need to talk about Kevin.
Boo.
I have no regrets.
Kevin is currently at the safe house with Captain Hope.
How long will we have to stay there?
My friend in the organized crime division says they've been building a case against Seamus Murphy for years, and they're close. They think they'll move on him in the next month or two.
So you're saying Kevin can wait?
Boo.
You know what? You people are insane. That was gold.
Okay, 2 months in a safe house. That's not impossible.
It's nothing. I once stayed in my apartment for 3.5 months straight.
Was that after they canceled Bunheads?
Why would you bring that up?
I don't understand. Why can't we just put Kevin in a WITSEC?
The Murphys have killed 3 witnesses in federal protection. Captain doesn't want to risk it. We'll take shifts staying with Kevin.
No, it should just be me. Look, it's my fault that Murphy's after Kevin. Captain Holt bailed me out. Now it's my turn to bail him out. Plus, we've got this whole tit-for-tat thing going, and it's my time to tit. It's my tit turn. My time to tit is today, Terry.
You're gonna stay locked up in a safe house away from us for 2 months? That's gonna be brutal.
You just said it was nothing.
Brutal for me, Gina.
Relax. I'm still gonna be able to text and chat with everyone. It's not like I'm being totally shut off from the outside world.
Say goodbye to the outside world. You're in the safe house now, so I'll need your phone.
Why?
Internet? Cellular signals? They're too easy to trace.
Seriously? No phone? What am I supposed to do to pass the time?
You could learn a foreign language.
Go to hell.
The no internet rule was a shock to me as well. I was hoping to salvage this time to do research on my new book, but apparently that will not be possible.
I'm sorry, it's for your own safety. Here, Peralta, let me give you a tour of the safe house. This is the living room.
No.
Stop! You're entering the zone of visibility. Someone could see you through the windows.
Why don't we just close the blinds?
At midday? It's far too suspicious. Blinds will only be closed at night. If you must go into the living room, crawl on your belly. Observe.
Seems a little extreme.
You're right. It's extreme of me to try to prevent my husband from being shot in the face. I'm overdoing it. Kevin, come in here. Take your bullet.
No, fine. We'll stay on our bellies.
Thank you. This is one of several designated areas where you can stand upright during the day. You can move about freely in the square.
Wow. So we have all this room to work in.
Your hand can be seen from the living room window. You just killed Kevin.
Raymond.
I can't hear you, Kevin. You're dead. He bled out in your lap. How will you break the news to me? Let's see.
We don't have to do this.
Ah, Detective Peralta, how are things going with Kevin, the love of my life? Wait, why are you here at this late hour? And whose blood is that?
Okay, I get
it. It's Kevin's? This is devastating. I'm inconsolable. And I've killed myself.
Cool. Well, I can see this is going to be a fun couple of months. Okay, we can't stream anything, but I brought my DVD collection. Do you like Nick Cage movies?
I don't know who that is.
Only the greatest and most compelling actor of all time.
What are his movies like? Describe them.
Okay, well, one of them is the FBI has developed face-swapping technology.
Not interested.
There's a whole plane full of convicts.
Nope.
On the back of the original Declaration of Independence, there's a hidden treasure map.
Stop.
But that's the smartest one! Oh my God, I'm so glad Captain Holt finally agreed to let you come visit. I missed you so much.
Me too. Is there a way we could get a bit more privacy?
Just pretend I'm not here. God knows I am.
Okay, I think you're actually gonna like this one. Nick Cage is a chemist.
Interesting. Keep going.
Who has to break into Alcatraz?
Absolutely not! Are there no other actors?
It's Captain Holt. Hello, Captain.
And you're both dead. You didn't ask for the password. What if I were an assassin? wearing a hyper-realistic latex mask.
Or perhaps you employed face-off technology.
What?
I broke down and watched one of Peralta's action films. I'm lying, I watched them all, including one wherein a man's head turns into a flaming skull.
Ghost Rider and Ghost Rider 2, both Master Pi.
Yes, I need your help, Revenant.
Luckily, I come bearing good news. My friend in the organized crime unit tells me that they're moving against Murphy tonight.
Oh my God, really?
You're serious? You mean to say this could be ending? Peralta, it's happening. It's finally happening.
Call everyone. We'll get a live feed of the raid and have a viewing party. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, because this boy's coming home.
Conair, what have I become?
Oh, yes, people. Actual real people that aren't Kevin. I want to touch you.
Babe, you're being weird.
Right, sorry. I forgot how to be human.
Yeah.
Oh, Charles! I need to hear your voice. Tell me what I've been missing at the 99.
Ooh, Terry's grandma got really sick and had to spend a month in the hospital.
How? Oh, that's sad. I more meant, like, funny work anecdotes.
Scully sat on a cherry pie, and he didn't notice for 6 hours. The tin stayed on the whole time.
Now we're talking. Did you take a picture?
Honestly, I didn't see it. I was at Terry's grandma's funeral. Come on.
Everyone, quiet down. The feed is live, and the raid begins in T-minus 60 seconds.
In 1 minute, Kevin and I will finally be able to leave this awful place.
And yet we'll never be free of the nightmares.
No, those shall haunt us for always.
Well, things got really intense in here, huh?
Oh, yeah, it got dark. This place is a hellmouth.
Cool.
They're about to move.
I love this. I feel like Ellen watching her producers go through a haunted house.
Breach!
They're in.
There's nobody here.
Uh-oh. The house is empty.
No. Where's Seamus?
I don't understand. What's happening?
Someone must have tipped him off. The raid is a bust, and Murphy is still at large.
So what you're saying is...
Everyone on the ground immediately!
Oh, no. I sat in another pie.
Damn it! Next time, sit on a pie when we can enjoy it, Scully.
Organized crime is hunting for Murphy, but we can't just sit back and hope they find him. Diaz, where are you with your CI?
They said Seamus' girlfriend, Nikki, works in a hair salon in Bay Ridge.
Nice. Classic mistress job.
Hey, my girlfriend's a hairdresser.
And you cheated on your ex-wife with her.
Checkmate. Well played.
Okay, Nikki won't talk to cops, so we gotta send someone in as a customer, get her to open up, start gossiping.
Send me. I'm a gossip surgeon. I can get anything out of anyone.
You can't go undercover. You're not a cop.
Not a cop, Terry, because they don't have a badge. Being a cop is a state of mind.
It's definitely not. Diaz, the mission is yours.
Great. I love strangers touching my head.
Sorry, you don't have a choice. Dismissed.
Actually, Sarge, I have a lead, too. I found the place that provides shredding services for Murphy's companies. I subpoenaed those shreds. We could piece them together.
Smart. How many shreds are we talking?
A few.
Oh, crap. According to organized crime, Murphy has gone to ground and there are no leads.
Oh, that's great. If he's on the run, he probably won't be worrying about Kevin.
And if you coach yourself in chum and swim with sharks, you probably won't be eaten, said the half-eaten chum-covered swimmer. While Murphy is at large, he's still a threat.
So I'm going to be stuck here forever following these over-the-top security precautions?
No.
Thank God.
The security procedures are about to become much more over-the-top. Say goodbye to your 1 hour of open window time.
But, sir, the stench. It needs some way to escape.
I already feel as though I'm trapped inside of... What are those things you're always eating?
Pizza bagels?
No.
Pizza rolls?
No.
Pizza poppers?
No.
Pizzeritos?
No.
Pizza pockets?
That's it. How much longer will we be forced to live inside this pizza pocket?
Look, I could tell you that it'll just be a few more weeks, but you don't want me to lie to you.
Raymond, I beg of you. Give me 2 hours at the library to work on my book. Just 2 hours. It will make all the difference.
Yeah, I could go with him. Keep him safe.
No library. Seamus' men could be lurking in the stacks.
I find that unlikely.
I understand, but I disagree.
Well then, we are in disagreement. You'll have to excuse me.
I'm sorry, you had to witness such a vicious fight.
Oh, was that a fight?
Are you kidding? He said, you'll have to excuse me instead of please excuse me. Might as well have spit in my face.
Okay, first of all, Rosa, you look amazing. Secondly, I made an appointment at the salon with Nikki for you under the name Gabriela Fuentes de San Miguel Estrada. I had fun with the name.
Clearly.
Here's the plan. Gabriela Fuentes de San Miguel Estrada gossips about her love life. Then Nikki opens up about hers.
Yeah, this is the problem. I suck at gossiping.
Which is why I brought along a specialist. Gina will be in your ear feeding you stories.
I will be basing Gabriela on my sister's friend Dana. Just be warned, Dana real sloppy.
So, Nikki, I always want to get my hair cut here. Everyone says you're the best. Oh my God, I love your earrings. Where did you get those hoops?
I don't know.
Oh no. Nikki's not a talker. We're screwed.
Don't worry, Angel. Gina's got this crackety crack. Rosa, repeat after me and don't change a thing.
Can I tell you the craziest story? One time I was like so
drunk and this meathead comes up to me and his body is hot, but his face is like, okay. So I'm like, why?
And I was like, bitch, I'm not gonna sleep with you just because you promised to take me to Bahamas.
Take me to the Bahamas first and then we'll see what happens, okay?
I was only with him because he drove a Jaguar.
Turns out it was Mercury with a Thundercat taped to the hood.
And that relationship lasted for 3 months.
I don't know why we broke up. I guess we just grew apart when he went to prison for life.
I hear that. The guy I'm seeing is into some shady stuff.
Right?
There it is, the breakthrough. Follow up, follow up.
So, how'd you guys meet?
That's a funny story. The next time. You're all done and you look hot, girl.
Oh, no, she was opening up. Rosa, figure out a way to stay in that chair.
Hey, Nikki. I was just wondering, how do you think I would look as a blonde?
Like Danielle Steele novel.
Good oranges, nice and dry, not at all ripe.
Fascinating. My orange is beginning to rot. That happens when you leave an orange sitting around for too long and refuse to even let that orange go to a library for 2 hours so it can feel like a real orange again.
You know what really causes an orange to go bad? Getting shot. Have you seen what a bullet does to an orange?
I shot a watermelon once. It's exactly what you want it to be. I miss Amy.
You think I enjoy doing this? I assure you, I do not. I'm simply trying to keep my husband alive.
Well, you may not have a husband when all of this is over.
You're not gonna die, Kevin.
That's not what I meant.
I'm leaving. This is an absurd conversation, and you're being ridiculous.
You know what? Screw this. We need a break. I'm a cop, I can protect us. We're going to the library. These two oranges are stepping out. Oh, damn it, peeling out, it was right there. Okay, Captain Holt has back-to-back meetings at One Police Plaza today, which means we have a 4-hour window before he checks any of the security feeds. But going out into public is a huge risk, so maybe let's go over some self-defense techniques.
Oh, usually you warn somebody before you do that.
Raymond told me that the element of surprise was crucial.
Cool.
So he's a great teacher, but I will say this. If you're gonna do a throat punch, it is key that you say something cool afterwards, like, choke on that.
Right, but they're not choking. They're experiencing airway trauma. Ooh, how about? Better get some corticosteroids to treat that laryngeal fracture.
Okay, yeah, that's very informative and quite polite. But maybe add a dirt bag on the end?
But a dirt bag is a useful part of a vacuum. I don't see how it's an insult.
All right, you know, puncher's choice. Moving on. We're gonna need disguises, and since we're going to a public library, the best way to fit in is as...
scholars.
Weird perverts.
Yes. Weird perverts is far better.
Far better.
What is the bandwidth on the Wi-Fi here? We have much content to stream.
Bam! Solid match. Okay, I've got three words. I've got an and, I've got an and a he. Now the he could be part of a the or the end of Apache. I don't know why, but I'm getting a strong Apache vibe. Amy? Amy? Amy, where'd you go?
Down here. I let the pile take me. I don't know what I was thinking. We've been at it for 2 hours and all we've got is three words.
Really two. Terry's just fooling himself. Apache's a long shot at best.
Ooh, you guys building a gnat nest? Mind if we burrow?
No, we're piecing together shredded documents to find Seamus Murphy.
Can I help? I'm really good at jigsaw puzzles. I do them all the time. It's why my wrist muscles are so defined.
No offense, Scully, but you can't be good or bad at jigsaw puzzles. It's just putting shapes together. There's no strategy or reasoning or logic.
Look, I got half a page.
He is the one.
This is great. There's nobody here. Everyone cleared out as soon as we got here. Even that actual pervert was creeped out by us.
I can feel your heat.
Whew. No offense, but it feels so good to breathe air that didn't come out of your mouth.
None taken.
Ooh, I know you're working, but you should probably put something on your screen perverted in case someone comes in, like a lady in high heels stepping on a businessman.
Sorry, yes, I meant to do that. I've just gotten so wrapped up in my research, I've been reading the most thrilling footnote. What was that?
I don't know, but don't worry. I'll creep them right the hell out of here.
Hello?
Who's sneaking around back here?
Bang, you're dead, and so is Kevin.
Oh, thank God, it's just you. Wait, no, this is bad in a different way.
What are you doing? You brought my husband to a public place?
He's undercover. We're perverts, see?
You're not fooling anyone. Kevin Zipper is up, for God's sake.
Wait, I'm confused. How did you even know we were here? Oh, my God, you sewed a tracker into my neck, didn't you?
Don't be stupid. The trackers are in your shoes, underwear, and wallet. I also braided one into your hair.
In my tangle?
You put my husband at risk. And for what? Because you felt a little cooped up?
That's not it.
You could have cost him his life.
What life, Raymond? I spend every day lying on the floor of that house talking with Jake about popular culture. Do you know what it means to clap back, Raymond? Because I do.
Enough. We have to get back to the safe house immediately. Let's go. And if you're going to be a pervert, Kevin, adjust yourself as you walk. Move some quarters around in your pocket.
So, I used to see my boyfriend on Friday nights after his wife went to bed, but then he left town a couple of weeks ago. You're all done here, gorgeous.
Ah! I love it! But finish what you were saying. Where'd your boyfriend run off to?
That's a story for next time.
Rosa, we're so close. You can't leave.
Tell her you want a perm. I want a perm.
A big old perm.
Great idea.
I can't believe someone took Raymond. He had a gun, Jake.
It'll be okay. We're gonna get him back. Let me just call the 99. Hey, Rosa, do you guys have any idea where Seamus Murphy is? We have a huge problem.
Yeah, we all have huge problems.
You kind of look like Phil Spector when he was on trial.
Guys, focus up. Have you found anything? One of Murphy's guys just took Holt.
Oh, no. We did get something from Nikki. Apparently, Seamus has been staying up in Rhinebeck, New York.
Rhinebeck? Scully, where's that piece of junk mail with the Rhinebeck address?
Scully, surface!
Yes, Sarge?
Rhinebeck letter.
One second.
Old Bridge Parkway.
Copy that. All right, we're going to commandeer a car, and then we're going to drive to Rhinebeck. No one is going to hurt your husband. This, I swear. Follow me.
Hello, Raymond.
So, Seamus. Are you gonna kill me?
No, don't be stupid. Nothing like that. I'm just gonna find your husband, bring him here, slit his throat in front of you, then after you watch him suffer, kill you too.
There it is. 8221.
All right, let's go.
What? No, you're not coming in. It's way too dangerous for a civilian. You're driving back to the safe house and watching another Nick Cage movie. You still haven't seen Gone in 60 Seconds. His character's name is Memphis Raines. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not abandoning my husband. I love him.
Yeah, I love him too. Everybody loves Raymond.
Don't.
I think that's pretty funny. No, it doesn't matter. You gotta go. Get the hell out of here. I got this.
Hey there.
Where is Kevin?
Don't worry, he's safe. Look, Captain. I just want to say that I'm sorry.
You should be. You should have abided by my security rules.
You're right. But I want you to know I didn't take Kevin to the library because I was stir crazy. It's because I didn't want you guys to get divorced.
How is that any concern of yours?
I don't know. I've been around so many failed marriages in my life. You know, first my mom and my dad, then Charles and Eleanor, Hitchcock and Brandy, Hitchcock and Francine, Hitchcock and Brandy again, Hitchcock and Madison.
Madison wasn't his daughter? But he dropped her off at college last fall.
I know, it was really gross. But the point is, I just couldn't stand to see you two fall apart.
Perhaps I should have been more understanding what Kevin was going through. I may die here tonight, and his last memory of me will be how miserable I made him.
So, Peralta, what do you have to say for yourself?
The whole NYPD knows where you are, and they're coming for you right now.
Okay, thanks for the tip. Let's kill them both, get out of here before the cops come.
Wait, no, I was lying about the backup. I came alone, titled by sex tape.
Doesn't matter. You're both gonna die now.
Better get some corticosteroids to treat that laryngeal fracture. Sorry, I couldn't bring myself to call him a dirtbag.
Then why would you? A dirtbag is a very useful part of the vacuum cleaner. Clearly, it's a compliment.
Oh, you guys are so perfect for each other.
Oh my gosh! It's all the same. Nothing has changed.
Except for that.
This perm saved your life.
And I thank it for its service. Ah, hello, Captain. Hello, Kevin.
So, here's an update on Seamus. Thanks to our little operation, the FBI was able to roll up his entire organization. They're saying it's going to be one of the most significant RICO prosecutions they've ever done.
Amazing.
It's over now. He can't hurt me or Kevin. Thank you for titting my tat.
Well, thank you for tatting my tit. And you know, in a weird way, I'm going to miss our little house.
Yes, and in an even weirder way, I think I might actually miss you.
Huh. And in an even weirder way, I want you guys to be my dads.
That is weirder.
Yeah, I got stuff.
I brought you your box of DVDs.
Huh. Thank you. Oh, forgot about this one. We never watched Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
What the hell did you just say?
Captain Corelli's Mandolin?
Say that to my face.
Captain Corelli's Mandolin?
There was a movie about a mandolin and you kept it from me for 2 months?
Well, I didn't think it was any good. It's just some period piece.
What?
Set in Greece.
Oh, my God.
Based on some dumb book.
Terribly sorry. It has been a very trying time.
Yeah, next thing you're gonna say, you wish we had watched Leaving Las Vegas, a dark, ponderous reflection on alcoholism that earned Cage's Oscar.
Ah!
What? I told you, the guy's got range!
From your lawn.
Not a doctor.
Shh.